Show.
I think the criteria is always to figure out of what is in, what kind of a picture will sell well out there, what kind of a picture is it that the public all over the world is interested in. Also the women, because it's very important that when you do those films, they don't just have an action picture. The most important thing, especially for women audiences, is that you have, that there is a sensitivity there, that you have an interesting plot, that there's suspense and all those good twists, not just crazy shootouts.
Jerry Todd.
So let's see, shall we? Good morning. Hello.
Hi. This is Hans.
Hello, Hans.
I'm 17. I'm wondering what kind of good German car I could buy. I was thinking about a Volkswagen, maybe a Passat.
Is it a Volkswagen?
Yes. My dad likes it. His name is Dieter. But I'm not quite sure.
We spoke to him.
Yes, we have spoken. This must be Dieter's son. He's the Unterdieter, actually.
Unterdieter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Hans couldn't buy on his own. He's still going to need Dieter.
He's going to need Dieter to co-sign that loan?
And it's a Volkswagen.
It's a... No, Volkswagen, I thought.
A Volkswagen?
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
German engineering is quite excellent.
Excuse me?
We're still here.
I'm sorry. My cell phone's breaking up.
Well, you should have bought German.
Excuse me?
You should have bought a German cell phone.
I should have. In retrospect, that would have been a good idea.
Now, would you be interested if we could get you a Volkswagen painted with the German flag?
How could you not?
Well, then we'll look into that for you, I promise.
Thank you.
Wie geht's? Auf Wiedersehen.
Good day to you, sir.
I said good day.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Now, of course, right. Whenever I do a role, I always assume, and rightfully so, that mine will be the most dangerous and the most outrageous and the most outstanding and the most memorable character. And of course, Batman experiences that very quickly in the beginning of the movie.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Okay, I'm almost done. What I said I was going to do today, and I did the best of between 2 and 3. Rob, are you proud?
Yeah,
he's proud. It's all about Arnold. We continue with him making the announcements. And I think Arnold stops by at the best of Don and Mike.
Now, back to Arnold.
Yes.
Obviously, NBC's caught off guard because he's going to make this. He tapes the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to a park and makes the announcement on CNN and Fox News Channel. Right. So before this happens, I mean, he's taped the Tonight Show.
Right.
They don't know that he's going to go to a park and make an announcement on live TV.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the promo that NBC runs last night at 8:32 East Coast time.
Tonight on Jay, The Tonight Show makes political history. Arnold Schwarzenegger will announce if he's running for governor, followed by Conan tonight.
Okay.
That doesn't trivialize it.
Now, approximately 40 minutes later, Channel 4 does one of their news updates. And for all of the other stations, when they're coming on, you know, it's Channel 7, the ABC station, they say Arnold Schwarzenegger's decided to run for governor.
Right.
Well, because Channel 4 has to kind of make this like Jay Leno's thing.
Right.
Listen to where Doreen Gensler buries this. Here we go.
This is a News 4 Newsbreak.
Hello, coming up at 11, local teenagers under investigation in a counterfeiting scheme are now charged with beating up a witness.
Story 1.
I'm Jackie Benson. Gang violence expected to be a topic at a newly announced Latino town hall meeting in the district. I'll have details.
Story 2.
Kobe Bryant makes his first court appearance in his sex assault case.
Story
Arnold Schwarzenegger makes a surprising announcement about his political plans. And Bob Ryan with our weather forecast at 11.
So they're burying it even though they know what the answer is.
So now someone at NBC has said, oh my God, Arnold came on TV and announced it already.
Yeah, it's all out. It's out there. Everybody knows it now.
So now they've changed the Tonight Show promo. This is the promo that NBC is now running an hour later.
History will be made on the Tonight.
Oh, hold on. Let me recue that. I'm sorry. This is after he's already announced.
Right.
Tonight, history will be made on The Tonight Show.
So what is your decision?
When Arnold Schwarzenegger makes the announcement America has been waiting for.
I'm going to run for governor.
Join Jay and Arnold for a special Tonight Show you can't miss tonight on NBC.
Oh, so they went with it.
Yeah, because everybody knew.
They were screwed.
Had to.
Right, now remember, just an hour earlier, here's the promo they'd run.
Good.
Tonight on Jay, The Tonight Show makes political history. Arnold Schwarzenegger will announce if he's running for governor. Follow by Conan tonight.
Tonight. Then what happens is 20 minutes later, Big Dumb Arnold goes on CNN and Fox News. So now they have to make a new promo.
Tonight, history will be made on The Tonight Show.
So what is your decision?
When Arnold Schwarzenegger makes the announcement America has been waiting for.
I'm going to run for governor.
Join Jay and Arnold for a special Tonight Show you can't miss tonight on NBC.
So they were caught a little bit with their pants down a little bit.
Everybody was. All right, now, just because it's so bad, we're going to play you a little bit of Jay Leno's monologue.
Okay, good.
From last night.
After all the moving cameras and the bright lights and the in-and-out angles where you don't really get anything for very long.
He's just such a tool, you know, and I got mad the other night. Buzz, I know you like me. You watch the Letterman. You TiVo it every night. You watch it. Or maybe you actually stay up late enough to watch it. He had this bit on, and it's one of those things that they do that's not really ha-ha funny, but if you think about it, it's funny. Mm-hmm. He has Rupert G., the guy from the deli,
right,
and George, the fat guy, the engineer, at an oyster bar. And it's a contest to see who can eat the most oysters. And the guy, the fat guy, the engineer, he gives up after 9.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rupert is still eating these things. He eats about 28 of them. Colin Farrell comes out, who seems to be a pretty cool guy and an outstanding actor, and he's dressed like a bum, and Letterman starts giving him a little crap. And the first thing that Colin Farrell says is, well, I dress like this because this is not the real show. The real show is the show that's on the West Coast.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Did Letterman get pissed?
He got pissy. He didn't get pissed.
Really?
Yeah. And the difference, I mean, my point
probably
here is
thing to say.
The difference is that I hate to say this because Letterman is basically a dumb show. I don't mean that in a bad way.
A good way.
But it's a thinking man's dumb show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Jay Leno is just not funny.
Well, Letterman doesn't have a gay intern that goes to Geely.
Oh, that's right. That's Jay's big bit.
And, you know.
Anyway,
yeah. I used to like the one thing I liked on Leno's show was the that lady cracked me up. She really did make me laugh because she was really stupid. This guy, I don't know. It's just there's a creepy factor there. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's part of Jay Leno's monologue. I don't know why I feel the need to defend Letterman. Buzz, do you have the ratings from last night? How bad did Letterman get killed?
I don't have the actual numbers, but I can tell you that for Leno, this was the second highest rated show of
Hugh
the year.
Hugh Grant was bigger?
For Leno. No, Katie Couric was bigger.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. All right, here's some of Jay's lame jokes.
Thank you very much. Welcome to NBC News Election Headquarters. I'm your host, Tim Russert. How are you? Welcome. Man, this governor's race here in California, it is just getting crazy. You hear about this? Just moments ago, Seabiscuit announced he's running. I can't believe it. Seabiscuit.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's amazing how many members of the press are here to cover Arnold's announcement tonight. We have to set up a press room. I'll show the press room. This is actual press room. Look at all they're covering this. Look at them. There they are. Apparently, those are all the reporters who missed the flight to Colorado. That's who they are. Yeah, they missed the flight. What the hell? We'll go cover Arnold.
And his style of joke telling where he explains the joke 10 minutes after he tells it.
You know, it's interesting. Because of this recall thing, experts say the number of people running for governor could reach 500. We've got 500 people. You know, we need to bring in Simon from American Idol, thin out the herd. You know what I'm saying? No, you're an idiot. You're a moron. Get off. Take a hike.
Isn't it amazing?
Now, because these
aren't even they're blah. Good.
This is the biggest audience you would think would have gone for Katie Couric. The biggest audience he's going to have since the Hugh Grant thing happened.
Right.
And this is the best material that they can come up with.
Oh my gosh.
I've heard enough of that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to Leno introducing Arnold.
My first guest, good friend of the show, one of the biggest movie stars in the world. He's been in the news lately as a possible candidate in the recall election for governor of California. You ever heard anything about this? Tonight he will tell us right here whether he is going to run or not. Please welcome Arnold Schwarzenegger, ladies and gentlemen.
Meanwhile, he's already announced it. To all of us schmucks in TV land,
right.
It's already been announced.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you had an exclusive yesterday, Jay. You don't have an exclusive mm-hmm. because he's not going anywhere else but here. The man himself, Mr. Jingle All the Way. Please welcome, in a Don and Mike exclusive, the next governor of the state of California.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
This is the most exciting
thing that's ever happened to me. I'm a great believer in the opportunities that people have had in America, and I think that we are going to win the gubernatorial election.
Oh my God, do you recognize...
I will go to Sacramento and pump up Sacramento.
Do you recognize the song we're playing right now?
That's, Is that Deutschland über alles?
No, it's Hail to the Chief. It's
the president's song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's not get the cart before the car. let's realize this is just the beginning, and I think that it's very important to get the issues out that...
What are the issues, Arnold?
What?
What are the issues facing California?
When I moved to California, it was the great state of the great country in the world. It was the best place. Now it's the bad place.
Okay. Why was it good then, and why is it so bad now?
It's bad.
No,
why? It's disastrous. There's
why?
People, jobs are leaving. The people are leaving. The businesses don't want to work here.
What jobs and what businesses are leaving California?
I don't know.
And where are they going?
I don't know. Meet the gold rush and the earthquakes. It's bad.
Now
I don't have a clue.
Okay, let's.
I wanted to finish my statement. If I could finish the statement that I made, and thank you all for our sampling here. It was good of you to come. When I came here, it was a good place. Now it's disastrous, and the reason for that is Gray Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What's wrong with Gray Davis?
Oh, there's so many things.
Well, name
that
one. Name one thing that's wrong with this guy. I know nothing about him.
What he Gray does Davis. Is like what they all do. He's fiddling. He's fiddling, fumbling, and failing. I want to clean house.
Uh-huh.
That's H-A-U-S. I want to clean house. And I want to pump up Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck.
It.
Good luck. Have you ever been to Sacramento?
No. Nine.
I was just there a couple of weeks ago.
It's supposed to be very nice with plenty of artichokes and asparagus plants. Mm-hmm. But people need to have politicians. The politicians are supposed to step up for the people, and the people do all the working and all the raising of the families, and I want to go up there and say to the people, hasta la vista, baby. That's it.
Okay, let me ask you some serious
questions. My lieutenant governor will be Grant Napier. That is the announcement I'm supposed to make right now.
Have you ever heard...
After I clean house.
Have you ever heard...
In California.
Have you ever heard about a governor or any elected official balancing the budget?
Yes.
What does that mean?
To balance the budget is tough. I knew a lot about balancing during my bodybuilding career. That you take the certain barbells and make sure if
how
you're,
do you
if
balance
leaning,
the budget?
But if you're leaning to one side, the bell will come over because the weight will be too heavy and it could break your arm. And so you have to press it up and you have to go, ay, and lift it over your head otherwise. But the budget's the same thing. You have to, everything has to be in balance. Otherwise it gets
all right,
crazy out of whack.
All right, let's say, I'm going to give you a very simple scenario.
Dankeschön.
Let's say that the state of California needs $10 for the danger zone for the kids.
For the kids, which is, this is the time that I call the danger zone.
Okay, so you need $10.
If Gray Davis saw a barbell, he couldn't budget. Get it? Dankeschön. Thank you.
So, you need $10.
California. I've been practicing. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
You need $10.
I need 10. Okay, if we want $10, I need
now,
$10.
Now, you have $20.
Yes.
That you've earmarked for the war on drugs.
This is a pretend question, right?
Yes.
This is a pretend question.
And you have $20
mm-hmm.
that you have earmarked for highway construction. You've got $40.
I would sell my pottery. I make ashtrays, and I would do that. So you've got $20, and you need 10?
No, you've got 40.
40.
You've got 20.
$40 for California.
You've got 20 for the kids.
In Sacramento.
Yeah, and you've got 20 for the road.
I'd say hasta la vista, baby.
And you need 10. Where do you get the 10 from? If you've got 20 for one project and 20 for another, where do you get the $10 that you need?
I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Can I give you a hint?
Okay. Go Kings.
You take maybe.
No, you take the $40 and then you raise the $40.
You already have the $40.
Huh?
You've got $20 for the one cause.
$20 for the one cause.
And $20 for the other cause.
That adds up to 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you need $10 for the new cause.
Okay. That's tough. They'll have to go. I didn't have a nickel when I came to this country.
Mm-hmm. Why
people have to be tough.
Why don't you take $5 from one cause and $5 from the other cause?
That would be 10.
And what did you need?
I'll be back.
You needed 10.
Yeah, so that works.
So that's then how good. Much
would, like to...
how much would you have left in each of the other two funds?
Yeah. The state of California needs better politicians because right now they're fiddling, fumbling, and failing.
Arnold, you had $20 in one pile and $20 in the other pile.
This is not good. This is not the kind of questions. They told me that these weren't the kind of questions I was going to be asked during the interviews.
Okay, hold on.
You're supposed to be like Jay. Just say, you're excited for me. Why do you have to ask these crazy, kooky, confusing questions?
All right, let's take the state of California out of it.
I don't want to talk about California.
All right, you're a rich man.
I have plenty of money. The special interest will not be able to buy me. I've got more money than I need.
Let's say you had $20 in your right hand.
I do not bow to any of the special interests.
What's a special interest?
Was ist der Schnitzel?
What is the special interest?
I'm toileted on. Voiced and enslaved. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I know that there are some of the... The special interests are the guys that assemble and go to the governor's mansion and try to get Gray Davis to make... He sold part of California to the labor unions.
Mm.
Really? What part?
What?
What part did he sell to the labor unions? Now, why are you...
You are making my brain hurt. Is it like the Special Olympics? The special interests?
What makes the Special Olympics special?
The... Because the cause is good. The cause is good. It's
why is the cause good?
No. Ask me again. I figured it out.
All right. What makes the Special Olympics special?
My huge watch that I wear on my wrist to tell everybody that's good. But remember, I'll be back, and it's time to say hasta la vista to all the people that aren't doing it. And I'm excited. You know, there are lots of good friends that I have, and it should be the election. Keep your eyes out because it's going to be the best. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm running.
All right, let's say...
I'm running for the special office of governor.
Let's say that in your right hand...
Okay.
...you have $20.
My big right hand. Is that the big hand? Isn't that beautiful?
You have $21 bills. And in your left hand, you have $21 bills. You have a total of $40.
In each hand?
No. 20 in one hand and 20 in the other hand.
Singles?
Yes.
All right.
I want $10.
Yeah, okay.
How do you give me $10 out of the...
You'd have to be, first of all, you'd have to be careful, since there's so many of the bills, to make sure that they don't fall out of your hand, as opposed to if you had larger bills, then you wouldn't have to carry that much money.
All right,
I'd have to be careful, like peeling them off for you. That's why I've got a giant Austrian money clip.
All right, let's say that you have...
Gigantic.
You have four $5 bills in your right hand.
Okay,
Four $5 bills in your left hand. Your special interest group, I say,
okay,
I need $10. How do you give me the $10?
You don't get it.
Why?
Because you live in Virginia. That's not how it works out in California. In California, the special interests go to the politicians who fiddle, and then they fumble. And that's what makes Gray Davis so bad.
What's great about Jay Leno?
Jay is a good guy.
Why?
He's got the show's the best on television because it's got the crazy kooky camera moving in and out, and it's got the big colors, and everybody reaches out to grab Jay, and he's such a good guy, and he did exactly what he told my people. He said he won't ask me any real, the specific questions, which I haven't worked on yet. I haven't, Kevin Eubanks makes me dance.
Now, I also heard final question here. This is inside.
Yeah.
I heard that your handlers now...
No more tough questions, okay?
They don't want you coming on this show and doing the oh my God thing anymore, because they thought that made you look stupid?
They said you're going to have to go... be more selective of the shows that you do. Mm-hmm. And, they said that you and your partner were making fun of me, and that it's not what governors would do to go on the show. Plus, they don't like it when you talk about...
You ever have anal with, what's her name, Skeletor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing. You understand what I'm talking about?
I do.
Are you going to vote for me? Well, you can't. You're a Virginian. I'm a Californian. And you should be excited about the fact that I've decided really to run for this race because the people want me. And they've all told me that. They go, everywhere I go, anywhere in the state of California, they say, Arnold, hey, and I say, yeah, we're going to have it. From now I'm going to read the USA Today each day.
That's good.
I'm from now on going to watch the news, even though it's hard to understand the big words. I'll be watching this, especially in California. I vow I will watch an hour of news every day.
Right now, read me something out of the USA Today. It's in front of you.
I'm good.
Read me something off the front. Read the story about you.
Actor Arnold Schwarzenegger told a roaring audience on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno Wednesday that he'll run for governor, ending months of suspense and injecting instant drama to California's recall election. I can promise you, I will pump up Sacramento, Schwarzenegger said. Quoting one of his Terminator movies, he told Leno politicians need to do their jobs or hasta la vista, baby. The decision by Schwarzenegger, a native of Austria who has never held political office, came as a surprise even to those close to the 56-year-old screen action hero.
Well, listen, very nicely
done. I don't care for Bill Maher.
Why?
Yeah, I think he's a fake. Dankeschön.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Monday's number one show, CSI Miami, returns with a case so intense, one agent won't survive. CSI Miami, CBS premiere Monday, 10, 9 central.
Fire department.
How do you put out a fire in someone's mouth?
Excuse me?
My boy, he's got a fire in his mouth from those jalapeno and cream cheese 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos.
Could you repeat that?
Jalapeno and cream cheese 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos. Or should I say those little pyros neatly disguised inside a tortilla.
Okay.
Billy had some of them fiery taquitos, and now he's hooting and hollering around like a chicken with its feathers on fire.
Ma'am, we only deal with real fires.
Well, this here is a real fire. A mouth fire. Them 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos are nothing but cream cheese and jalapenos. And there's enough to give your tongue a real lashing.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Stop, drop, and roll, Billy!
Hello?
Stop, drop, and roll!
7-Eleven's jalapeno and cream cheese go-go taquitos are back. And this time, we put some heat in them. A warm, crunchy tortilla that's filled with rich cream cheese and packed with spicy jalapeno peppers. Be careful, they're hot.
Hold still, son. Hold still. Oh, thank heaven.
For a limited time at participating 7-Eleven stores.
You've got a dial-up connection at home, and you've gotten used to it. Unfortunately, you've also gotten used to...
I needed that report on my desk yesterday. It's today. What's not on my desk?
And...
Guess I'll eat alone again tonight.
And...
Mom can always teach me how to throw.
Why not get high-speed Verizon Online DSL and get work done at home fast? It comes with new upload speeds up to 3 times faster than ever before, so you can send files in a flash. Plus, it includes MSN Premium, a $99 annual value, all for as low as $29.95 a month, making it the best value in broadband. Call 1-800-PIC-DSL or sign up at Verizon.com/PIC-DSL and get your first month free. So what's it going to be next weekend?
I'm going to need you to come in.
Or
I'm going to need you to come out on my boat for all the great work you've been doing. And bring the family.
Verizon. Make progress every day.
$29.95 a month with a qualifying Verizon package. USF fee, taxes and shipping and handling fees apply. Additional monthly supplier FUSF recovery fee and applicable taxes apply. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Offer subject to change.
Oil changes. $13.99. That includes oil filter and genuine Pennzoil oil. Only $13.99. Got a flat? We'll fix it. For free. Need new brakes? Take $40 off all complete Raybestos brake jobs. Need new tires? We got them. 40,000-mile radials from only $15.99. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Pirelli, Goodyear, or any other name-brand tire. Buy four at our low price and take an extra $25 off. Who are we? We're Merchants Tire. And these specials are today through Sunday only. Oil changes, $13.99. Flat tires, fixed free. Brake jobs, $40 off. 40,000-mile radial tires from $15.99. An extra $25 off any set of any name-brand tires. Merchants Tire, today through Sunday. Merchants Tire, we beat any price.